sincerely Reese, and this is my podcast. I would have started sooner, but I was sitting on my ass. No, I'm just playing. I'm hella productive, but not in ways everyone finds constructive. Content? I don't know. My real plan is just to go with the flow, you know, and tell my truth about my family, making music, self-care, and who I strive to be. Some people say, you don't talk. That's not true. The truth is, I just don't talk to you. So antisocial? Not really me. I'm just selective with whom I exchange energy. This here is my journey, no longer misunderstood. Welcome to my podcast, kinda hippie, kinda hood. What's up? You guys, welcome back to Kinda Hippie, Kinda Hood. I think I'm gonna go ahead and call this season two because it's been a grip since my last episode. You know what I'm saying? This season, I'm really focused on utilizing my podcast and all things Siri Larice, myself, to reflect my daily life, but also those who are contributing to the well-being of other humans in various ways. People who really inspire me, be it through the creative arts, agriculture, entrepreneurship. I want to continue connecting with forward-thinking, positive individuals, which is exactly who I'll be having as guests on season two of Kinda Hippie, Kinda Hood. If you listen to my first couple episodes, y'all know I have some serious mixed feelings about social media. And in the online realm, opinions and personalities presented, you know, they aren't always what they seem. We can present the prettiest picture we want and be a hot mess in real life, you know? And right now, social media is a big part of human connection and interaction. So over the past year, I've made some big lifestyle changes, starting with whom I exchange energy with, you know, in person and online. Y'all, look, I'm saying I don't care if we have known each other 525,600 years. If we don't vibe at this current stage of life, we just don't vibe. And it's all good. You know, like, you just carry on, my wayward son. Like, I'm cool. You're cool. We're good. You know, and like, adjusting how I use my social media has greatly improved my life, like, on so many levels. I use it less. And I'm mindful of like the useless scrolling and especially new human connections I make. You know, I mean, I'll probably always follow all of the pit bull pages and all of the cat rescue pages, but I do take my time to not like pages willy-nilly and follow people willy-nilly. I'm doing better about making sure my connections are intentional, you know? And really, in doing so, I found my way to communities of people with like interests who are just killing it, you guys. And instead of socializing like all willy-nilly and being part of what seems to be an online popularity contest, my connections have shifted and they've been made via the gardening and agriculture community and mom friends I really jive with on all sides of the globe and Black entrepreneurs and homeschool homies and yoga mindfulness practitioners that embrace bodies of all sizes and abilities. You know what I mean? And Black yoga practitioners who are homeschool moms who garden. Like, it's just, you know, folks who are really down for what I'm down for. And y'all know we're stronger together. You know, we're more powerful together. So really in reconnecting with some of my personal shit for myself and digging into my roots and my own joy, I've made new friends that have come from unexpected places, and I've learned mad amounts of information, and I've been able to exchange plants and seeds and knowledge, and I've been connected with incredible, authentic musicians who are using their crafts to affect their communities. You know what I mean? They're not worried about the next hit and they're not worried about if they're friends with the right people. Just like really good stuff, you guys. Feel good stuff. So my long-winded ass, you're welcome. With that being said, I'm really stoked to have some of those incredible inspirations as guests on this season of Kinda Hippie, Kinda Hood. You know, the feel-good folks making big splashy waves. Starting with the supremely awesome Daniel McAllister. You guys, okay, do you know who Daniel McAllister is? He is the founder and creator behind the Crop Swap app. You guys, okay. So if you're not familiar with the Crop Swap app, it's gardening, it's community involvement, it's food access, it's super duper dope. I'm talking like you can do seed swaps, you can sell your plants, you can trade your plants, you can exchange manual labor for fresh produce, all of it. It is incredible. It is free. He is my guest next week and I am freaking out. I'm so excited. I actually discovered Dan's Instagram channel a few years ago, his OG account, Garden Graffiti, and my kiddo and I would watch his high energy agriculture videos. And he's local to Southern California, so it was really cool to experience someone's take on living in Southern California, the challenges we have of living in Southern California, and the food accessibility. And it's just so cool to have him on my show this season. Like, he's my first guest and I am stoked. I am so humbled to be amongst this community of incredible people. And my upcoming guests are just superiorly awesome. They're fantastic. And thank you all, my listeners, for encouraging me on this journey, for joining me again on Kinda Hippie, Kinda Hood. I cannot believe how many of my friends and my friends' friends and family who've been asking for new episodes and have given me feedback on my first couple. Like, y'all got me refreshed and I am stoked to share more about my life and my people's lives with you, the people that, like, I know who are just crazy game changers. So thank you for this quick cast and for listening. I'm Siri Larice. Until next time, which is next week with Dan McAllister from the Crop Swap app.